Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
City officials in Boston are searching for a long-term housing solution for the 700 people forced out of the city shelter on Long Island when the state condemned the only bridge linking the island to the mainland. The Boston Globe reports the former fitness center in the South End being used now is cramped and windowless with long lines for showers and bathrooms. City officials admit they weren't prepared for the indefinite bridge closure. Joining us now to talk about this is Pooja Bala, COO and nurse with Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So your program has been working in this temporary shelter in the South End. How has this move affected the residents there?
So as you know, Boston Healthcare for the Homeless have been providing services for folks at the island for many, many years. And when this happened, we were able to move very quickly as folks were moved into the gym and able to provide services the first evening when folks started to come in. Many of them were asked to leave within hours of the bridge closure. There were medications forgotten. You know, there were things they weren't able to take care of, which we are now able to do in providing clinical services at the gym.
But the facility itself is surely less than ideal, this former gym where you have to house these folks.
Well, you know, it's a place where folks have a, you know, safe and a warm place to be. And we are right next door in terms of providing services when they need them.
What are the shortcomings, though? What do you not have in this facility that the folks had when they were able to sleep and stay out at the Long Island shelter?
I think one of the things, you know, it's a small space. As you know, there are over 240 folks that are staying during the night. And given that we're going into the flu season, you know, they're close quarters. We have to be careful about that.
What do you make of how this evacuation of the Long Island shelter was carried out by the city? It seems to have caught a lot of people by surprise.
It was, but I have to say for months there has been planning going on. As you know, there were routine inspections by the bridge engineer, so it wasn't a shock.
As we understand it, the repairs to the bridge could take as long as 5 years. I can't imagine that given the stories that we're seeing about the way people are being forced to live in this temporary shelter inside the gym, that that's a permanent solution.
Yeah, no, that is not going to be a permanent solution. As my understanding is in talking with the city folks, that there's active search going on as to where to move these folks next.
Are you concerned that this disruption might have serious effects on the health of the people that your program works with, or if not their health, at least their mental health?
It is a new setting for these folks, being in a big open space with 240 other people. It's different. But, you know, at the same time, everyone's grateful that there is a space and not be out on the streets.
Well, I'm sure they're appreciative of the fact that it's warm and it's dry. But I've got to think that there's, you know, a lot of people who become homeless are worried not only about their health and safety, but are concerned about their loss of dignity. And it feels as though that loss may be heightened in this current situation.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are individuals who were definitely taken back by how folks were just very quickly having to leave. And it took 3 days for the gym to get ready. So it was like, okay, tonight you're going here. And I'm presuming, you know, there are folks who decided not to move to any of these locations and maybe out at other settings throughout the city at other shelters.
COO and nurse with the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program, Pooja Bala, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck with this.
Thank you.